Matt Greenwood for KJF Sports, kicking off sports talk with a little football action. Coming up after this interview with Sekhmet head coach Doug Baker will be St. Pius's Jerry Woods. Both teams doing something teams of St. Pius and Sekhmet haven't done in a while, and that's get to the six-win mark and do some special things with that. But, Coach, obviously the focus is on you guys, and, wow, what a season. I mean, 6-1, the best record, the most wins ever in Sekhmet history. And I know I think this is season number 20, maybe 21, but y'all have never sniffed this kind of success. Got to 5 wins back in 06, but even then, it probably doesn't feel as special as this 6-1 team. Just to throw out some information that maybe you're aware of or maybe our listeners aren't aware of, but between 2012 and 2017, the Sekhmet team had 6 wins altogether in those 6 years, and in one season, you've gotten them up to 6. And this is your second year, correct, Coach? Second or third?
This is my third year. My first year was in 2016.
That's right. And, you know, so you've been through the struggles and building up this program from the ground up, if you will. This got to be pretty special with that win Friday on homecoming night against McClure, that win giving you the most wins and most wins in school history and guaranteeing you guys that you finish above 500 for the first time ever in school history. I imagine that was a pretty great feeling to have that experience.
Yeah, and truthfully, it was a great feeling for our kids and our staff, our coaching staff, and our community. And it was a goal that we had set forth this year on being plus 500 for the season. That kind of ensured that, and our kids have worked extremely hard over the past couple years of putting ourselves in this position. And I think, you know, we didn't really see the success on the field last year. Obviously, my first year here at Sekhmet in 2016, we were 0-10. So we've been really working our tails off here for the last couple of years to see this kind of success. And I could not be more happy for our kids and our school and our community that we have an opportunity to show that on the field this year.
And that is sort of the common theme, Coach, with something that hasn't happened either in a while or ever, is that you do get a chance to share the success with the players, with the coaches, the parents of the players, the community as a whole. What's been the feedback over the last couple of days since that victory got you win number 6, the most wins in program history?
You know, it's a little different than it was the first couple of years. You know, the staff will stop by and say hi, and they'll, outside of our normal conversation, just say congratulations and good job on the win and those remarks, which, you know, over the last couple of years, it hasn't been that. Obviously, the community has been pretty pumped about it. I told a story to the kids a couple of weeks ago that see a couple people at the supermarket, and usually they, you know, a glancing hi and this, that, or the other. And I had a couple of people, individuals approach me and just say how proud they were of our football program at that time. And really cheering us on, and hope we continue to do great things. And that's something that our community has not felt. As you said, I think this is actually our 18th season playing varsity football in those 18 years. And I'm excited once again for our kids and our players. And you know, we look to have a tough battle this week against Fox, and we're preparing for that.
I was going to save that for a little bit later, but since you brought him up, let's talk about that Fox matchup. They too, as I did a story on late last week, they too have also got off to a historic start. Got to 6-0 for the first time since 1966. Unfortunately for them, they lost to Hazelwood East on Saturday in a rain lengthened type game, but maybe. Not so great for them, but maybe fortunate for you that there was finally a team that maybe showed a few holes on this Fox team. Have you had a real great chance to look at Fox and see what you might be able to exploit?
Well, we traded film middle last week, our 2 weeks ago opponent, and then obviously Saturday night traded film. So we had an opportunity to look at them this weekend. You know, Fox is a very physical, strong football team that'll run the football at you and continue to do so. And we'll sprinkle in a run game here and there. So offensively, or their offense, or our defense, obviously, we need to try to minimize some things that they do, and they're very, very good at it. And Coach Tinker always has those boys coached up, and you want to talk about a team who's put in a lot of work. You can tell when those guys come off the football that they put in a lot of work in the weight room, and they're tough nosed. They grind. They're very gritty football program and football players, and we're going to have to be that to give ourselves an opportunity to be successful. Defensively, that they are very sound in what they do. They're very sound in their technique. They fly around through football. So we're going to have to do some things very well to give ourselves an opportunity to compete this Friday.
I want to talk about some of your players, but first, I noticed a stat where one of your wide receivers had a wide receiver running back, I should say, Dylan Hawk, had a touchdown pass, and your quarterback, Seth Lounsbury, had a touchdown catch. Can you take us back to the opponent, that play, and sort of what happened there?
Yeah, that was against Northwest, week four. You know, we had got ourselves pretty down to the end zone. I believe it was like first and goal from the three, ran a quarterback sneak, and got down to the two. And then that ensuing play, actually our quarterback got hurt, hurt his knee a little bit, so we had to take him out and put somebody else in, and then all of a sudden our center starts having cramps the following play, so we had to take him out and put another center in there. So at one point we had our backup center, backup quarterback in there, or somebody else who plays quarterback, and got us to fourth down, fourth and six, and it's a play that we've repped basically from the summer. We call it Jaguar Special. And kind of taking it off the Philly special there from the Super Bowl.
There you go.
So we had an opportunity to get there. We had a timeout called, I think, and we're like, hey, you know, this is the time and the spot that we need to use this play. And the kids were pretty pumped about it. They're like, yeah, let's go do it. And of course, had an opportunity to execute it and did. So that was our wide receiver / running back pass to our quarterback there that ultimately put us ahead 14-6. And won us the football game outside of us having a goal line stance on first and goal from the one, in which Blake Fritz stripped the football of the Northwest running back and ended up giving us a final possession there to win the football game.
Now by the way, that's awesome, that play design. And actually our program director here, Ryan, thought that maybe you had designed a play like the one that we saw with the Eagles in the Super Bowl last year. It turns out he was right.
yeah. It was something that we have a blue and gold game that we do our last day of camp in the summertime, and it's our inter squad scrimmage, and so our offensive coordinator, Coach Bear, kind of had his team, and I had my team on the other side, and him and another one of our coaches have been talking about that play all summer, and they ran it against us. Thankfully, we didn't. They didn't complete it that time, but. You know, like, hey, this is something that we could do, and we kind of fed it through and held it for a little while, and we're able to use it against Northwest.
Now, you have scored a lot of touchdowns this year, Coach. Does that stick out as maybe your highlight of the year as a coach, and maybe for the players as well?
Yeah, you know, we've had some, I guess you could say, struggles in the last couple of years of scoring some points. And this year, I think kind of things have put it together. Our offensive line has done a fantastic job of rising to the challenge every week of making sure that we're able to establish our run game and protect our quarterback in the pass game. And that's put us in a great position to score a lot of points. And at this point in the season, we have scored more points than any other second football team. I think the total was 217, something along those lines. I think we're at 249. Or somewhere around there right now. So, and I think that goes, once again, as I said earlier, it goes back to our kids and their work in the previous couple of years in the weight room in the off season, playing other sports, being great students, being great members of the community has kind of allowed us to be successful on offense.
Coach, I don't know if you recall, but we were out there for your game against Windsor, got a chance to see Drew Campbell run the football, and you look at the numbers, and he's four carries away from 100 on the year. He's 72 yards away from 800, one more touchdown away from double-digit touchdowns, currently sitting one behind Seth Lounsbury. But what stuck out in my mind was his style of running. And pre-snap, he puts his left hand in the turf, and sort of it's kind of stuck out there, and he's kind of leaning over it just a little bit, you know, getting that great push-off like you would see in a track and field event. let's talk a little bit about your running game. It's definitely something that shines on the stat sheet. Drew Campbell, as I just mentioned, those stats. Seth Lounsbury, 80 rushes for nearly 500 yards, 10 touchdowns. I really like Dylan Hawk, and I think Seth Lounsbury, you know, has put up the good numbers as well. He looked pretty athletic and a smart kid also.
Yeah, our run game, if anybody's seen us run, or play, we're a triple option team. So we have a quarterback who is able to run the football. Obviously, Drew, our fullback, is a mainstay in that. And then we've got some other guys on the edge, Dylan Hawk and Jacob Reynolds and Blake Fritz, the guys who run the football for us as well. And, you know, that's something that we've always said that we want to establish as a program, to be able to run the football. And my personal philosophy is any successful high school football team, that's what you have to be able to do, is run the football when you can or when you want to. And so far we've been able to do that. And, you know, Drew, kind of as you alluded to, you know, gets kind of in a somewhat track stance. He actually has been running track for us the last couple of years, even though he will say he doesn't enjoy it, but he understands the philosophy behind it,
right?
That we want to be a lot faster. And, of course, you know, Seth has done the same thing, and Blake has done the same thing, and Jacob Reynolds has done the same thing. And those guys have committed to being better athletes on the field, and track has been a good thing for us because it gives us a little bit of speed. We don't have blazing speed by any stretch of the imagination. We do have a couple pretty fast kids in Dylan Hawk and Jacob Reynolds, who are 4 or 5 kids. But Drew's not slow himself. He's a 4.6, high 4.6, low 4.7 kid. Seth's a 4.6 kid. Blake Fritz is a high 4.7 kid. So, you know, those guys have really worked to be able to be contributors to each other in the triple option and in the run game.
Let's take a look at the district standings, Coach. Unlike most classes and districts, you guys only have 5 teams in your district. Most have somewhere around 7, 8. But you guys have 5, and so it's a little bit tighter when it comes to trying to get through the district. You got to face some really tough teams. Jackson right now sitting number 1 at 7-0. Fox, you guys are 4 points behind them, so honestly, you own the tiebreaker if you are able to beat them this Friday. So there's a lot behind this game coming up on Friday between you and Fox. And then you're sitting 3rd with Poplar Bluff and Oakville kind of far behind. So you got a chance to fight for that 1st or 2nd spot. Has that been a discussion with the kids yet, is where you guys are district standings-wise?
Not really. You know, our focus is being 1-0 every week, and I know that sounds somewhat cliche and you know, normal coach speak, but that's what we talk about every Monday afternoon when we meet doing our scout team meetings and stuff like that, is, you know, we need to be 1-0 this week. That's our focus. That's our priority. And that's what we talk about. Whatever happens, whatever happened before today and whatever happens after Friday, it'll be what it is. So we're really focused on being 1-0 each week. You know, it's something that us as coaches, we kind of look at, discuss a little bit. But, you know, to this point, we've been kind of sitting 3rd at this point in the year. Those points that are that formula that it kind of goes through, those they're not going to adjust a whole bunch. So right now we're looking at our game Friday. If we were to win, we'll be able to jump number 2, be able to host our quote unquote 2nd round. We get a bye on the 1st round in a 5-team district, and we would host Fox. I don't think at this point Fox has the opportunity to maybe jump up if Jackson was to lose, and they got a couple larger schools. I know they have Northwest left, I believe, after us. And they played a couple of 6A schools. It gives them a little bit more points. But, you know, whoever wins this head-to-head will host that 2nd round game in a couple of weeks. So, but our focus right now is the Fox Warriors, and a very good football program that we're going to have to be put out our best product to be able to beat on Friday.
Coach, I want to talk a little bit about what you do have the rest of this season. Actually, I want to take a step back. In 99-2000, I believe, was the first season that Seckman had their varsity football season. And between then and now, like I said, you know, most wins in program history for a single season, 6-1, your record now. Do you recall what you were doing in 99-2000? Were you around this area? Were you in coaching yet? Were you still in school, possibly?
No, I was a sophomore in college, 99-2000. So it's that was you know, almost 20 years ago. We actually had just had our 20-year high school reunion this year for myself. I was a 98 graduate of Palmyra High School, which is up in northeast Missouri. But yeah, I was a sophomore in college, and that feels a long time ago. Now I have three children. I've been happily married now for 11 years, and I was a very young, probably pretty stupid, still young man at that time. But you know, looking throughout the history of our school now, and we have some guys still left around, I guess you could say, from that season. Coach Bear, who's our offensive coordinator, is not from that season, excuse me, but was a running back on that 06 team. So he brings a couple stories from that year to our staff and our kids, and as a great guy to have around our program. And you know, it's been a long time, and I think for over the school's duration and varsity football, you know, I'm looking at it, it's a pretty tough start. You know, you start off in Class 5, Class 6, with an area that really hasn't been exposed to football that much. You know, you kind of split a larger school and you're still pretty large. It's a tough go. And we have struggled throughout that duration. And now I think we got some good kids who got great work ethic and has been pushing themselves to not be the norm. And so far we've accomplished that.
All right. Now, I do want to take a step back forward again, which is where I was going with my last question, and I decided to switch, and now we're coming back. You've already touched on Fox. They're 6-1. Then you wrap up the season with Eureka. They're 7-0. Win or lose, it's two very tough teams with excellent records that you're facing before the postseason begins. Is it a big thing for you as a head football coach at Seckman that you want to play two opponents that could pose a lot of problems for you, or do you kind of prefer the easy wins? I think I know the answer to this one, though.
You know, it's one of those things where I think we've kind of established our confidence a little bit as we've kind of gone throughout the year, and I think it's a good measuring stick for us to play some very, very tough opponents here at the end. You know, scheduling wise, you know, this was kind of scheduled out by the Suburban Conference, and we don't have much to do with it at this point. But we knew coming into this year, Fox is always going to be a tough football team, well coached, and same with Eureka. So I think it's going to give us a good measuring point on how we can continue to move throughout our season. And like you had mentioned earlier, Jackson's number one in our district right now, who's a very, very good football team themselves. Score a whole bunch of points, usually don't give up a whole bunch. So as it kind of go through, I think it's a good thing for us.
All right, we're speaking to Doug Baker, head coach of the Seckman Jaguars. Coach, I'm going to go over your victories for this season, and then just get your final thoughts on this historic moment for you guys. Washington, you beat them 27-13, beat Windsor 47-14, hung up 50 on University City, beat Northwest in a low-scoring affair 14-6. Then you go to Oakville, beat them 49-22, and then McClure, homecoming victory for you, 53-16. And again, it was that win against McClure that gave you the most wins in program history. Just your final thoughts on this accomplishment for you as a head coach and for the players and for the community.
Well, I'll start where you ended off there with the community. I think, you know, it gives them an opportunity to have a sense of pride about what we're doing here with our football program. When I took over in 2016, you know, we went 0-4 that year. We went 0-10 with some great kids who started out as we kind of talk about our program, as we call them the 86. The 86 kids who were our mission, our vision was to make this thing better. And that was the group that started all this. And then our group last year, you know, they worked extremely hard. And we thought we were making strides. But we believed that we were making strides. We just couldn't get it to the field. Last year, and it's nice to have something this year that our community can rally around and be proud of. You know, our players, they have felt, they've kind of thought that this thing could happen like it is now. And, you know, I couldn't be more excited for them to taste the success of their hard work. And I know right now they're talking to our coordinators about how we can continue this this week against Fox. And then myself personally, I'm just happy that for our kids and myself, I'm happy that we're able to create a program at this point that has unprecedented success at our school. But I take pleasure in the victories and the smiles and the happies and the thoughts of our coaches and our players. Because at the end of the day, whether I like to believe that, and I don't, by the way, I just want to preface that, it's all me, which is definitely not. I don't snap the ball. I don't make a tackle. I don't make a pass. I don't run. You know, I try to help our kids to be the best that they can be. And our coaches do the same. So when they go out there and they have success, it's all them. We're just trying to put them in a good position to be successful. And so far, they've really soaked it up. They've really jumped in and dove into what we're trying to do. And it's worked out well for us this year.
Coach, I want to wrap up this interview with this. I remember from training camp, you had a phrase, a saying that was going to define this team. I want to give you the chance to say it again right now.
Okay. Yeah. And it's something that we've kind of rallied around. Shoot, you know, our cheerleaders even got to cheer for it, which is pretty exciting when I'm standing over there on the practice field and you hear them doing the Hokahe cheer, and our kids have kind of been eating it up and they've been loving it. Hokahe means today's a great day to die. It's about sacrifice of your time, energy, and ego for the betterment of our team. And right now our kids are living that, they're embodying it. And I think it's been part of the reason that we've had success so far this year.
All right, Coach Baker, I appreciate the time and look forward to seeing how this Sacramento Jaguar team wraps up the regular season and see how deep of a playoff run you guys can make.
Thank you very much, Matt. We always appreciate the coverage, and thank you for what you do for local sports. And thank you once again for the coverage. Hokahe.